RNZ Pacific News, Talo Falava, I'm Marama Tipole. The Solomon Islands government will welcome Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Li this week when both countries are expected to sign a controversial security deal. The Foreign Minister's visit comes amid media reports that China is planning similar security deals with other Pacific nations. Massey University Senior Lecturer in International Security, Dr. Anna Powell, says it's unclear how Pacific communities will benefit from these security deals.
Pacific countries are simply doing exactly what New Zealand and Australia and other countries are doing, which is forging deals which secure their national interests. And yes, there are times when there will be concern about whether or not those deals are actually going to benefit the people of any specific country.
New Zealand is officially part of the new Indo-Pacific Economic Framework for Prosperity. It's one of 12 partners to join with the US in launching the framework. It expands American economic influence in the region while attempting to counter China. The framework is not a trade agreement, but instead a set of cooperation standards in areas including supply chain resilience, clean energy, infrastructure and digital trade. Together, the countries make up 40% of world GDP. New Zealand Prime Minister is welcoming the launch of the Indo-Pacific Economic Framework. New Zealand is one of 12 partners to join with the US in launching the framework this evening. Addressing the other leaders, Jacinda Ardern hoped it would be a strong signal of American investment in the wider region. The Prime Minister said if it's going to work, governments need to commit to an open and rules-based regional order. The framework is not a trade agreement, but a set of cooperation standards in areas including supply chain resilience, climate action, sustainability and digital trade. US President Joe Biden warns China is flirting with danger over Taiwan and has vowed to intervene militarily to protect the island if it's attacked. Speaking in Japan on his first tour of Asia as US president, he appeared to contradict long-standing US policy in the region. Mr. Biden drew a parallel between Taiwan and Russia's invasion of Ukraine, prompting an angry rebuke from Beijing. His comments in Tokyo are the second time in recent months he stated the US will defend Taiwan if China attacks, and what is seen as a change in tone. The US has previously been vague on what it would do in such a situation. The Cook Islands budget is set to be tabled in Parliament today. Cook Islands Tourism Industry Council President Liana Scott hopes the cost of living will be a focus. She says people do not want a one-off cash injection, instead long-term support that will make a difference further down the road. Liana Scott says a reduction in interest rates would help. Cuts to wasteful spending in government departments is a must, and funding for waste management would be welcome. Conservationists in Samoa are calling for stringent monitoring of hunting bans on the endangered manumia, or tooth-billed pigeon, to save the remaining population. There have been recent sightings of the native manumia in the rainforest of Wafato village on Upolu by means of conservationists from the Samoa Conservation Society and the Biodiversity and Protected Areas Management Program. Samoa Observer reports manumia bird calls and sightings were recorded around the same time of day, suggesting there could be two or more manumia in the forest. An adult manumia was also spotted in the Wafato forest by a second team during a research visit. In March this year, Falealupo villagers in Savai'i have also reported the sighting of the endangered bird species, giving conservationists hope that the manumia has a permanent home on the Big Island. Chile's government has announced that Rapa Nui, or Easter Island, will reopen for tourists on the 1st of August. The destination was closed off in March 2020 because of the outbreak of COVID-19. The original reopening date was February, but the spread of the Omicron variant delayed the plans. Easter Island is served by one weekly flight, but from August there will be three a week. Kiwi scientists say they've made unexpected findings during a maritime expedition to the Hunga Tonga Hunga Ha'apai volcano. The eruption of the Tongan undersea volcano in January is estimated to have been 500 times more powerful than the atomic bomb that destroyed Hiroshima. A research vessel has just returned after mapping and collecting samples. Expedition leader Kevin McKay says he expected to find the undersea volcano destroyed.
I really had high expectations of seeing something like Mount St. Helens or these other volcanoes that are literally blowing their top. I mean, to get such violent eruption, that's what I expected. And when we initially mapped the seafloor and I saw that it looked exactly the same initially as what we had before the eruption, I was somewhat surprised.
Kevin McKay says the volcano is unlikely to erupt again in the near future. The leader of New Caledonia's Pacific Awakening Party, Mila Kulo Tukumuli, has been confirmed in his position at its first Congress since its foundation 3 years ago. The party, which represents local Walesians and Futunians, won 3 seats in the 2019 provincial election to hold the balance of power between the pro and independence parties in Congress. Mr. Tukumuli is urging a consensus by moving away from the perspective of either for or against independence, adding that consensus is to be found in the middle. A Russian diplomat has resigned from his country's mission to the United States in Geneva. Boris Bondarev says he was never as ashamed of Russia as when it began its invasion of Ukraine. He told the BBC his reaction on the morning of the attack.
I was shocked that any normal person would have been. The first news I got on the morning of February 21st is that just Russian Air Force bombed Kiev and Kharkov. And the last time those cities were bombed, it was during the Second World War, and they were bombed by Germans. And now it was by us.
Boris Bondarev says he will be considered a traitor by the Russian government. An EU disease expert says countries should review their availability of the smallpox vaccines used for monkeypox, as well as stocks of antivirals and personal protective equipment. The director of the EU's European Centre for Disease Prevention and Control, Dr. Andrea Armont, says those who are infected with monkeypox should remain isolated until their lesions heal completely. She says for the broader population, the likelihood of spread is very low, but the spread through close contact is high. Fiji Sevens team is focused on preparing for London after a tough 6 matches and their latest win in Toulouse. Fiji Sevens coach Ben Golling says looking through the pools, the US is in their group and it's going to be a challenge.
The harder the pool, the better it is in terms of the way in which we can focus ourselves and meet the challenge. You know, it is a big thing to back up week after week. You know, that's a pool that we're very capable of winning.
Top spot and a home grand final remains on the cards for the Pulse after their 62-49 win over the Tactics in Wellington last night. With a game in hand, the Pulse are now just 1 win away from overtaking the Mystics at the top of the table. Without injured shooter Grace Nueke, the Mystics have lost 3 in a row. Pulse co-captain Tiana Metuoro says staying on top of their game is important heading towards the pointy end of the season.
I suppose points differential is always quite crucial in this league, but we just want to perform, and I think we're just trying to focus on controlling our performance, and I think through enjoyment and just having confidence it'll come, and hopefully the scoreboard or the ladder will sort itself out.
The Mystics and Pulse meet in Auckland this weekend. Four-time Grand Slam winner Naomi Osaka was beaten in the first round of the French Open, citing a lack of clay court match play as part of the reason for her early exit. Osaka, who didn't play Roland Garros last year because of mental health issues, was beaten in straight sets by American Amanda Anisimova.
I only played 2 matches on clay this year, so I wish I could have played more. Like, I stayed in Europe for longer to be able to prepare for this tournament, so it is a bit disappointing.
Meanwhile, defending champion Barbora Krejciakova was also beaten in the opening round as she continues to recover from an elbow injury. Those to win today include number 1, Iga Świątek, Emma Raducanu and Rafa Nadal. That's RNZ Pacific News and Sport. You can listen to and read more online on rnzi.com.